Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon to start off today's show that I recorded from home. We have a song by Bellowhead, the 11-piece English folk band that played traditional English dance tunes and songs, but with a funky, unique style with the help of a 4-piece brass section. And Bellowhead was active from 2004 to 2016, and from an album called Broadside that was released in 2012. Here's Bellowhead with their arrangement of a traditional song called 10,000 Miles Away.
My true love, she was beautiful, my true love, she was fair. Her eyes were like the diamonds bright, and golden was her hair. And golden was her hair, me lads, the big ship left the play. She said, will you remember me, 10,000 miles away? And soon gold rings I own, a roving I will go. I'll stand no more on England shore, for the music play. For I'm off the morning train. The government band around each hand, and another one around her leg, and another one around her leg. Me lads, as the big ship sailed away, I said that I'd be true to her 10,000 miles away.
And though the winds I own, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England shore, for the golden years in play. For I'm off the morning train, and I won't be back again. I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles.
London fog of the river run quite clear. Oh, the ocean's brine would turn to wine, and I'll forget me beer. I'll forget me beer, me lads, and the landlord's tab I'll pay. Before I forget my own, did make 10,000 miles away. And sing
golden rings I own, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on England shore, for the hill of music play. For I'm off on the morning train, and I won't be back again. I'm taking a trip on the England shore. Train, I won't be back again. I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles.
Monaghan sportsman, I pray you draw near to a few simple verses you quaintly shall hear. It's the deeds of a hero that lives near Ballybay, and they call him Hugh Jackson, I hear people say. His milk hills and barns, they do cut a great show, and his cloth to the north and the city does go. At Bleachin and Lappin he does beat them all, and his cloth was first approved of at Dealin and Hall. And more of his praises I mean to explain, so if you will assist me, I'll sing about Jane. Search Ireland all over from Cork to Kildare, and you'll ne'er find a match for Hugh Jackson's grey mare. He went to the stable, to the mare he did say, the hour is approaching and away he must away. For a cup at Coot Hill you have twice won with fame, and this day we are challenged, you must run again. She turned in her stable, kind sir, don't you know, this cup is me own and I won't let it go. For twice I have won it and I mean to do still, and we'll roll it in splendor from the plains of Coot Hill. The jockeys were mounted and all in a row, and if you had been there when off of it go, the bets they were making 10 guineas to 4, that the cup back to Creed would return nevermore. Lightning she flies, and with a loud neigh, and these words she did say, you Bellamont sportsmen, they'll show you the way. When Jane and her jockey were half round the course, Miss Jane and her jockey began to discourse. Said Miss Jane to her jockey, kind sir, let me know, where are my opponents, or are they in view? For Squire Jackson, he lies on the ground. I'm afraid that poor Curry by his flanker was through, and the rest of your opponents, they are not yet in view. When Jane, she heard this, she went in at the race, and into the scales the balance was laid. The hall was surrounded for Jackson and Jane, and the cup went with honours back to Cleve once again.
Bubble on. castles empty. Once there was an Afghan hound, loved by no one and pushed around, tied up in a stable yard, tangled and timid and howling hard, till one day we took her away. We called her May Cock, shortened to May. She had her paw, made it so. Now she runs on three legs instead of four. Jog along, Bess, hop along, May. Squeak along, Blue, it's a walk along day. It's a long road and weary of me. Bottle on kettle and make us all some tea. There lived a dog in London town, with one ear up and the other ear down. The neighbours said he mustn't bark. The only crossing he was in Hyde Park. Till one day we took him away. Now Blue bounces through fields of hay, but he sits and squeals like a squeaky wheel. When the wheels are rolling, that's how he feels. Jog along, Bess, up along, May. Squeak along, Blue, it's a walk along day. It's a long road and weary old way. Bobble on, kettle and make us all some tea.
Just heard English singer-songwriter Vashti Bunyan, who was born in Newcastle-upon-Tyne in 1945, and it was back in 1970 that Vashti released her first album, Just Another Diamond Day. The album sold very few copies, and Vashti felt very discouraged and decided to leave the music business. However, in the year 2000, her debut album acquired a cult following, and it was re-released on CD, resulting in Vashti coming out of retirement. From Just Another Diamond Day, we heard a song called Jog Along, Bess. Before Vashti Bunyan, we heard a song by Paul Brady, a highly regarded and successful musician who first got his start in the music business back in the 1960s. Paul was born in the County Tyrone in Northern Ireland on the border of the County Donegal, and he released his first solo album back in 1978 called Welcome Here, Kind Stranger. And from that album, we heard a song about a 19th century horse race about Hugh Jackson and his grey mare Jane, who came from Ireland's the County Monaghan. Paul Brady and Jackson and Jane. Started off today's show with England's Bellowhead and a song called 10,000 Miles Away. A track that comes from an album called Broadside that Bellowhead released in 2012. Getting back to some more music, up next, a song by Stick in the Wheel, a folk band from London's East End. We're going to hear the traditional English folk song All About the Blacksmith, featuring the Cockney lead vocals of Nicola Carey. Stick in the Wheel, here on 101.5.
stranger here to the hills above Blenshane, and your rocks and your rain and silent soul haunts the prairie.
Down from Liverpool, heave away, Santiano, round Cape Horn to Frisco Bay, for we're bound for California. Heave her up and away we'll go, heave away, Santiano, heave her up and away we'll go, for we're bound for California. In the days of 49, heave away, Santiano. Those were the days of the good old line, for we're bound for California. Heave her up and away we'll go, heave away, Santiano. Heave her up and away we'll go, for we're bound for California. I'll leave the ship, I'll settle down, heave away, Santiano. Marry a girl called Sally Brown, for we're bound for California. And heave her up and away we'll go, heave away, Santiano. Heave her up and away we'll go, for we're bound for California. Down from Liverpool, heave away, Santiano, round Cape Horn to Frisco Bay, for we're bound for California. Heave her up and away we'll go, heave away, Santiano, heave her up and away we'll go, for we're bound for California.
That was Black Eyed Biddy, an acoustic Celtic folk trio from southwestern Scotland, made up of vocalist Lionel McClellan, along with Chris Coran and Gregor Lowry. We heard their arrangement of a traditional song called Santa Anno. Comes from an album titled High Spirits. Before Black Eyed Biddy, we heard Cara Dillon, a fine Irish singer from the County Derry. We heard a song called The Hill of Thieves, a track from a brand new compilation album put out on the Putumayo label called Celtic Women. And at the start of that set, from London's East End, Stickin' the Wheel, featuring the lead vocals of Nicola Carey. And we heard their arrangement of the traditional English folk song All About the Blacksmith, a track from their debut recording from 2015 called From Here. Before we get back to the music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Up next, a song by the Irish Descendants, another of Newfoundland's fine Celtic bands that first got together back in 1990. We're going to hear their arrangement of a song called Let Her Go Down, a song written by Steel Eye Span's Peter Knight. The Irish Descendants here on 101.5.
Sometime in October, we sailed from Greenland shores. When we sailed into a raging storm like I've never, never seen before. And all of the crew, they were brave men, but the captain, he was braver. He said, never mind the ship, me boys, there's none of us here can save her. Let her go down. Open ocean, there was some of the crew and me. While the captain steered our wounded ship to the bottom of an angry sea, and with her dying breath, we all heard him say, it's the fortunes of a sailor. Then he said, never mind the ship, me boys, there's none of us here can save her. Let her go down, swim for your lives, swim for your children, swim for your wives. Let her go down, just let her go down. He wondered if his shipmates were ready just to pray and give in. So So he called the names out one by one, but there was no one else around but him. He saw the ship go down in the fading light, and he knew they couldn't save her. He said the captain lied when the captain cried, "There's none of us here can save her. Let her go down, swim for your lives, swim for your children, swim for your wives. Let her go down, swim for your lives, swim for your children, swim for your wives.
Christusa, pokój mi się, spokój mi czlagena.
That was a song in the Gaelic language by the award-winning musical family from the County Donegal, the group Clannad, a band that first made their mark in the folk and traditional music scene back in the 1970s in Ireland and mainland Europe. We heard a song called Cran Uil, which translates as the apple tree, track from a new compilation CD called In a Lifetime. Before Clannad, we heard West of Mabu, a five-piece Ceilidh band based in Regina. The track we heard started off with the Dancing Feet of Annette Summerfield, and that track also included two tunes. First one called Sleepy Maggie and another one called Left-Handed Fiddler that featured Alex Rasmussen on the pipes and the drumming of Jared Dormer. A track that comes from the band's second album, an album titled The Bridge that West of Mabu released in 2018. Opened up that set with Newfoundland's The Irish Descendants with Let Her Go Down, a track from their Rolling Home CD. Moving right along, up next, a song by the East Pointers, a Juno Award-winning Celtic music trio from Prince Edward Island. We're going to hear a song titled Elmira, that comes from the East Pointers' new third album that they released last year. The album is called Yours to Break. The East Pointers, here on 101.5. Thank you.
I see you in streets, I dream you in dreams. The sound of your voice drowning out the machine. From this far away, I need you a million ways. There's never a day goes by.
Fairest flower of woman. nothing stays the same. Everything's uncertain. No one knows my name. I'm holding on. I'm a maple helicopter, never coming down. Spinning, twirling, flying, never touch the ground.
Pigs, Kara Luft, an original member of the Waylon Jennies and multi-instrumentalist J.D. Edwards. They're also known as the Small Glories. Heard a track from their debut album, Wondrous Traveler, from 2016, and a song that Kara wrote called Holding On. In front of the Small Glories, a song from Silly Sisters' album, an album that was released in 1976 by English folk royalty Steel Eyes Band's Matty Pryor and folk diva June Tabor. We heard a song called Geordie. Before Matty Pryor and June Tabor, we heard the East Pointers, fine trio from Prince Edward Island, with a song called Elmira. And the album is titled Yours to Break, the East Pointers' new third album that they released last year. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Rant, a musical quartet made up of four of Scotland's finest female fiddle players. And we're going to hear a track from Rant's new third album. The album is titled The Portage. The piece of music we're going to hear features two tunes written by Shetland fiddler Tom Anderson, The Rescue Man, and Pam's Hoose. So good night, take care, keep safe, and look after others when you can, until we meet once again here on 101.5. Here's Rant. Bye for now.